Ikang. This is for 11C Macbeth. Act 1, Scene 1. Three witches enter through sound of thunder. First witch. When will we meet again? In thunder, in lightning, or in rain? Scene 2. Enter Duncan. Malcolm. Donalbain, Lennox, from one side with attendants. An army captain bleeding enters from the other side. Duncan. Who is this man covered in blood? He can tell us of the battle. Malcolm. Hail, friend, tell the king how the battle is going. Captain. It was not clear which side was winning. Then brave Macbeth cut a path through the enemy soldiers with his sword until he faced their leader and cut him down. Duncan. How brave and noble Macbeth is. Captain. But as the enemy started to run, the king of Norway brought fresh troops. Duncan, did that shock our captains Macbeth and Banquo? Captain, no, only attacked twice as hard. Duncan, your words show your true character. Bring this man to a doctor. Enter Ross and Angus. Who is this? Malcolm, the noble Thane of Ross. Duncan, where have you come from? Ross, from Fife, great king. The king of Norway attacked with many soldiers and was helped by a disloyal traitor, the Thane of Cawdor. But Macbeth faced him without fear and fought him, and finally victory was ours. Duncan, excellent. The Thane of Cawdor will not betray us again. Go and order his execution. Give his title to Macbeth. He has lost what noble Macbeth has won. All exit. Scene 3. On the Moor. Enter Macbeth and Banquo. Macbeth, so many things have happened today. Enter witches to the sound of thunder. Banquo, who are these women? Are they real? They look very strange. Macbeth, who are you? First witch. Hail, Macbeth. Hail, Thane of Glamis. Second witch. Hail, Macbeth. Hail, Thane of Cawdor. Third witch. Hail, Macbeth. Who will be king one day? Banquo, to Macbeth. Why do you look scared at such wonderful future? To witches. If you can tell the future, tell me also. First witch. You'll be less than Macbeth, but also greater. Second witch. Not so happy, but much happier. Third witch. Your children will be kings, although you won't be king. Witches begin to leave. Macbeth. Wait. I know I am the Thane of Galmus. I got that title when my father died. How can it be Thane of Cawdor? He is alive and well. I cannot believe I will be king. Where did you get this information? Why have you stopped us here? Witches laugh and disappear. Banquo, they disappeared. Macbeth, yes, into thin air. Banquo, were they really here or did we imagine it? Macbeth, laughing. Your children will be kings. Banquo, laughing. You will be king. Macbeth, and Thane of Cawdor. Enter Ross and Angus. Ross, hail Macbeth, the king was very pleased with your victory, so he ordered me to give you the title of Thane of Cawdor. Macbeth, but the Thane of Cawdor is alive. Angus, he is alive, but for his betrayal he will be executed. Macbeth, to himself. That was the first thing the witches said would come true. To Ross and Angus, thank you for the news. To Banquo, do you hope now your children will be kings? That what these women promised? Banquo, be careful if how you think next you will want to be king. To Angus and Ross, can I have a word with you? Macbeth to himself, one of the witch's predictions has already come true. This cannot be bad. But it is not good either. If it is bad, why did something good happen first? If it is good, why are thoughts of murder starting to fill my head? Banquo, to Ross and Angus, look how thoughtful our friend is. He has not gotten used to his new title yet. Macbeth, maybe I will become king without having to do anything. If it happens, it happens. To Ross, Angus, and Banquo, let us go and meet the king. To Banquo, what we saw today, let's talk about it another time. Banquo, sure, I'd be happy to. Macbeth, until then, let's not think about it. Duncan, Macbeth, I cannot thank you enough. Macbeth, you have given me a new title. That is enough. Duncan, and Banquo, you also deserve my thanks. Everyone, I want to tell you all that my son Malcolm will be the next king when I die. Let us all go to Macbeth Castle. Macbeth, I will go ahead and tell my wife you are coming. Angry. The prince is now in my way. I will have to solve this problem. Scene 5. Enter Lady Macbeth reading a letter. Lady Macbeth. After the battle, we met three witches who knew things that no ordinary human could know. While I stood there, shocked, a messenger told me I was Thane of Cawdor. The three witches predicted that, and that I would be king. I wanted you to know and look forward to our great future. Stops reading. You are Thane of Galmas, Thane of Cawdor, and you will be king. But you are too gentle and kind. I will give you the strength to take the crown. Enter messenger. What news do you bring? Messenger. The king is coming to stay here tonight, and Macbeth will arrive before him. Messenger leaves. Lady Macbeth. This is great news. Enter Macbeth. Macbeth. I am home. The king is coming here tonight. Lady Macbeth. And when will he leave? Macbeth. Tomorrow. Lady Macbeth. Tomorrow will never come for him. We must make arrangements for Duncan, and you must give me control of the important things. Macbeth, we will talk later. Lady Macbeth, leave everything to me. They leave. Scene 7. Macbeth, to himself. If this murderous act is to be done, it should be done quickly. We are not able to escape our crime. Duncan, trust me. I am his cousin and his host. I should protect him, not carry the knife to him myself. Duncan is a good king. People will be sad if he dies. I have no reason to kill him but my ambition. Enter Lady Macbeth. Macbeth, we are not going to do this. Lady Macbeth, so you were never serious about making your dreams come true. Are you a coward? Macbeth, please don't say any more. Lady Macbeth, when you dared to do this, you were a man. Now you have the perfect place and time to do it, and you don't want to continue? I would rather kill my own child than act in such a cowardly way. Macbeth, what if we fail? If you act as bravely as you always do, we will not fail. When Duncan has gone to sleep, I will give wine to the guards until they fall asleep, and then you can strike. Afterwards, we will blame the guards. You are brave as a man, said Macbeth. After we mark the guards with blood, everyone will think they did it. Lady Macbeth, who will they say or anything else when they see how sad we are? Macbeth, I have decided to act. Let us enjoy the rest of the evening and hide our true intentions. Act 2, Scene 1. Enter Lady Macbeth. Lady Macbeth, the guards are sleeping and Macbeth is committing murder. Pausing. What was the cry? Listen, it was only an owl. Macbeth, from off stage. Who is there? Lady Macbeth. My husband. Macbeth, I have done it. Did you hear a noise? Lady Macbeth, it was only an owl. Why did you bring the daggers out of the room? They are supposed to stay with the guards. Go put them there, pushing him. Macbeth, I cannot go back. I am afraid of what I have done. Lady Macbeth, you are weak. Give me the daggers. I will paint the guards' faces with blood. Lady Macbeth exits and returns. Lady Macbeth, my hands are like yours, but I would be ashamed to have such a cowardly heart. A little water will wash away the signs of the crime. Now let us go back to our room and prepare we are asleep. Scene 2. Knocking heard off stage. Enter gatekeeper. Gatekeeper, why so much knocking? Who is there? More knocking. Knock, knock, knock. What do you want? Who's there? More knocking. All right, I'm coming. Opens gate. Macduff and Lennox enter. Macduff, did you go to sleep so late that you couldn't get up? Is your lord awake? Macbeth enters. Our knocking has woken him up. Good morning, noble sir. Macbeth, good morning to both of you. Macduff, is this the king awake? Macbeth, not yet. Macduff, he ordered me to come see him early. Macbeth, I will take you to him. There is the door to his room. Points off stage. Macduff exits. Lennox, is the king leaving today? Macbeth, yes, he is. Lennox, the night was very wild. There was a strange storm, and horrible screams of death were heard. People say the earth shook. Macduff enters. Macduff, shocked and upset. A terrible thing has happened. Macbeth and Lex, what is the matter? Macduff, Duncan has been murdered. Go and see. Wake up, everyone. Macduff and Lennox leave. Lady Macbeth enters. Lady Macbeth, what has happened? Macduff, I don't know how to give you such terrible news. Duncan is dead. Lady Macbeth, how terrible. In our house too. Faints. Malcolm and Donald Bain enter. Malcolm, what is wrong? Macduff, your father has been murdered. Malcolm, who did it? Macduff, it seems it was the guard. They were covered with blood and had their daggers in their pillows. Macbeth, how sorry I am that I killed them. Macduff, why did you do that? Can you blame me? Who can stay calm at a time like this? I saw Duncan dead and his murderers with their red knives. I could not stop myself. Donald Bain, we cannot say anything about our father's murder. It is not safe here. Malcolm, I agree. We have to escape. There is no time to show our grief. Banquo, I swear I will fight the traitor who did this. Macduff, and I, all, and all of us. Everyone leaves except Malcolm and Donald Bain. Malcolm, I will go to England to hide from the traitors. Donald Bain, I will go to Ireland. We will be safer if we are in different places. Scene 4. Enter Ross and Macduff. Ross, do they know who killed Duncan? Macduff, the men Macbeth killed. Ross, why did they do it? Macduff, they were paid to do it. Malcolm and Donald Bain, the king's sons, have run away. People think they are responsible. Ross, what an awful thing. So Macbeth will become king. Macduff, he has already gone to Scone to be crowned. Ross, will you go? Macduff, no, I am going home to Fife. Ross, I will go to Scone. Macduff, I hope everything goes well. Goodbye. Act 3, Scene 1. Enter Banquo. Banquo, you have got everything now the witch has promised. Thane of Cawdor, now king, but I'm afraid you have committed a terrible crime. But the predictions have come true for you, so I hope I am the father of many kings. Macbeth enters dressed as king. Macbeth, here is our special guest. Tonight we have a special dinner, and I want you to be there. Banquo, I will obey your command. Macbeth, are you going riding this afternoon? Banquo, yes, my lord. Make sure you're at the dinner. Banquo, I will be there. Macbeth, goodbye until tonight. Pausing. Is your son Flence going with you? Yes, my lord. I hope your horses go quickly and safely. Goodbye. Banquo leaves. Macbeth calls a servant. Are those men waiting for my call? Servant, they are outside, my lord. Macbeth, bring them in. Assassins enter. Macbeth, to servant. Now go to the door and stay there until I call you. We had our conversation yesterday. Assassins. Yes, my lord. Macbeth, I have told you all bad things that have happened to you were caused by Banquo. Assassin 1. Yes, my lord. Macbeth, if you want revenge, I can arrange that. Assassin 2. I am so sorry, I don't care what I do. Macbeth, I will tell you when and where to find Banquo within an hour. It must be done tonight and far from the castle, so I am free of suspicion. Assassin 1. It will be done, my lord. Assassin 2. Even if we die. Macbeth, go and wait for me. Assassins leave. It is finished. Tonight, Banquo, you will be on your way to heaven. Scene 3. Three assassins enter arguing. Assassin 1, who sent you? Assassin 3, Macbeth. Assassin 2, doesn't he trust us? Assassin 3, quiet, I hear horses. Enter Banquo on fence. Assassin 2, it's him. Assassin 1, get ready. Banquo, it seems it might start raining. Assassin 1, jumping out. Yes, raining blood. Banquo, assassins, Flence, run. They fight, and Banquo falls. Assassin 3, the sons escape. Assassins 2, we have lost our reward. Let us report what has happened. Scene 4, enter Thanes and Macbeth to table. Macbeth, be happy, everyone. Let's have a drink. Assassin enters from side, is seen by Macbeth. Macbeth, there is blood on your face. Assassin 1, it's Banquo's blood. He's dead. Macbeth, excellent. And his son, Flence? Assassin 1, my lord, he escaped. Macbeth, he will be dangerous one day, but he has no power right now. Leave now before someone recognizes you. Banquo's ghost enters and takes Macbeth's place at table. Lennox, come sit with us, my lord. Macbeth, I cannot, the table is full. Sees the ghost drop his glass. Lennox, what is the matter? Macbeth, it cannot be you. You cannot say I murdered you. Ross, everyone stand, the king is ill. Lady Macbeth, sit down, friends. The king has acted like this since he was a young man. It will pass. To Macbeth, quietly and angrily, act like a man. Macbeth, I am not strong enough to look at that thing. Lady Macbeth, you are being foolish. It is only an empty chair. Macbeth, look at it. Ghost moves its head up and down. It wants to speak. To the ghost fearfully, what do you want to say? Ghost leaves. Lady Macbeth, you cowardly fool. You have ruined everyone's good mood. Macbeth, you're right. I can sit down and enjoy our dinner. Sits down. And we will make a toast. Ghost enters behind Macbeth. To my dear friend Banquo, who I miss very much. Everyone, to Banquo. Macbeth sees the ghost. Get out of here, you horrible shadow. Ghost leaves. Lennox, what do you see, my lord? Lady Macbeth, please, asking questions will make it worse. Everyone may leave. I will care for the king. Everyone leaves. Macbeth, it wants blood, my blood. I cannot return the person I used to be. I have committed too many bloody crimes.